biggest challenge? Enrollment. That's it. That was a one-word answer. Enrollment.
So as it stands right now, Queens College is where our enrollment with both undergraduate and graduate students were around that 17,000 students. Our budget, though, we really need to be closer to 20,000 students in order to continue to provide services to keep all of our staff and everybody employed. One of the things that has happened to Queens College throughout, because I don't believe that we're done with COVID, right? So as we've gone through COVID, one of the things that's happened is the VaxMax mandate has definitely hurt our enrollment. The number of students that are prepared and willing to go to college has hurt our enrollment. But the other thing that Queens College did, but we did not realize that we were doing it, is we appeared as if we were closed during COVID. And what does that mean? We have a beautiful campus, and there were activities and things taking place virtually as well as in person, but if you were a potential interested student, you did see that because we only catered to those that were part of our community, not externally. So there were a number of things that impacted our ability to recruit students. Now that I'm sitting in the seat, I'm aware of these things, I'm addressing them. The other thing that we're looking to do is we traditionally did not offer students, intern students, scholarships. You needed to be already enrolled to get a scholarship the next semester. We are reviewing that. We're looking at the way that we do our financial aid packets. But the other thing is too, to me, it's a collaboration. It's what we do for the recruitment, but I also need to pay attention with our retention, right? I can get 20,000 students to say yes, they're gonna be Queens College students, but if I can't keep them the spring semester, my efforts to recruit them means absolutely nothing. So I'm going back to my original statement when we opened up. I need to know what Queens College is doing well, where we can improve. So one of the other things that I'm looking to do, along with others, is we're gonna do an evaluation on our customer service and how students are able to get their classes and things of that nature. So we will be having, you know, focus groups with students and, you know, sending out campus surveys to basically say, hey, how are we doing? Are you able to get your classes? Do you feel that you're gonna graduate in time? When you go to a department, do they see you? And when I say see you, I don't necessarily mean they physically see you when you walk into the room. Are they understanding your conversation, your dialogue when you're walking into the room? So we're gonna do a self-assessment. The Office of Compliance and Diversity has already started their assessment because we are looking at this from different angles. So we are looking at it from the equity point of view. And then once we get that information, we're gonna actually start looking at it from a service point of view. And I'm not saying that those separate, they're separate. I am saying that the way that we need to go about addressing them will be slightly different. So the biggest thing right now has to do with an enrollment. When we take a look at who attends Queens College, we are lacking particular ethnic and culture groups. And there are things that we can do to address that, and therefore we're taking appropriate actions to do that. So it is enrollment. But the other thing is, it has to do with having happy, academically successful career, professional, your professional goals being there. So it's not just about getting you in the door so that we can pay bills, right? It's about ensuring that you get in, you're satisfied, you feel comfortable, you're learning. I'll say it one more time. You're learning and you graduate. The other thing that did impact us over COVID, and this will be my last one, has to do with learning loss. And that is being discussed at the CUNY level and particularly at Queens College. And what do I mean by learning loss? The fact that we were doing classes online, there's information that was lost. There's for certain classes, for certain faculty, for certain students, we cannot honestly say that they were able to attain, to retain, to functionally say that the information that they received makes sense to move forward. And so that is something that we're taking a look at, because as we would like to continue to offer online classes, we have acknowledged that not every class can be online, one, and not every student wants an online experience, and that if we're going to do this, we need to be intentional and not just fly by night. So hopefully that all makes sense. If it didn't, again, email me. I'm willing to have a conversation with you.